Hello, this is Robert Rickover at Body Learning, and today my guest is Alicia Briceland, who's a singer, a voice teacher, and a certified teacher of the Alexander Technique. She studied vocal performance at the New England Conservatory of Music, and she teaches voice in New York City and Northern New Jersey, and has done so for many years. We've done a number of podcast interviews about Alexander Technique and singing, and today we're going to talk about how the Alexander Technique can help singers with stage fright. Alicia, welcome to the show.
Thanks so much, Robert.
Good to talk to you again. This is, I think, our seventh podcast.
I think it is, yes.
Could you begin, for our listeners who don't know what the Alexander Technique is, to just give a brief description of or definition of it?
Okay. In reference to the topic for today, I would say that the Alexander Technique is a way to hone and utilize the mind to affect the body in positive ways.
Right, and certainly that would be something that someone who has stage fright could see some use for, I would think.
Absolutely.
And I want to say that when I work with singers, stage fright is right up there, maybe the number one issue. It's certainly one of the top two or three issues that they say are things that they're not happy about as singers. Let's put it that way.
Yes, and it's something that almost everyone suffers with, if not all the time, then at least at some point during their careers as singers. Mm-hmm. It's very hard to get up in front of an audience, know you're going to be judged, and be able to remain, you know, completely calm and composed. So it makes perfect sense that we would feel, oh, we're in a little bit of danger here, because, you know, you actually are. But there are ways to use the mind to talk your body into calming down, mm-hmm. At least to the point where you can sing the way that you want to sing, the way that you've practiced in the studio.
And the way that you're capable of singing.
Exactly.
In a non-scary situation.
Non-threatening situation, yes.
like in your shower at home or whatever.
Exactly. Or your practice room.
Or yes. Your practice room, right.
Exactly.
So, if a student comes to you and says that's what they want to work on right now, what sort of things do you tell them and show them?
Well, one of the there are three large aspects of the Alexander Technique, as people who are who have some knowledge of the technique know: awareness, inhibition, and direction. So the first step for students of the technique is awareness. So I have singers become aware of how they feel when they have stage fright. It's very easy to focus in on sort of one symptom and not really notice everything else. But the more aware you are of what's happening, then the more you're able to use your mind to reach those places and calm these natural responses of stress that we are having in that moment down.
Mm-hmm. So yeah. Getting away from just stage fright as this overarching problem that I know when I have it, but I don't necessarily know exactly how it manifests itself.
Right. For many people, it manifests in the breath. Right. This is the place where people automatically say, oh, I can't take a deep breath when I get on stage. So, again, this is like a normal physical response when people are under stress. They don't taking low, deep breaths that they can take when they're in completely relaxed situations. But when you're aware, okay, so it's your breathing, it's the fact that all of a sudden, you know, you start to tighten your hands and clench your hands together. You know, people have different symptoms of stage fright. So being aware of what your symptoms are is incredibly helpful.
Okay, so you that would be a first step, perhaps, with a student?
Exactly.
All right, so now let's say I'm the student and I can pretty clearly identify where the thing I've labeled stage fright in general is manifesting itself. What's next?
Well, then we want to use the fabulous tool of inhibition that the Alexander technique teaches. Mm-hmm. So this is a calming of the mind. And when the mind calms, then the body calms as well. Mm-hmm. So inhibition is literally talking to your autonomic nervous system and asking it just to calm down. And when your nervous system calms down, the rest of your body follows suit.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And would that be in the form of self-direction, or how would you help a singer do that calming down process?
Right. Well, the wonderful phrase that we got from F.M. Alexander was, I leave myself alone. Mm-hmm. So using this phrase on a regular basis and having your body learn that when you say, I leave myself alone, then it actually does calm down. It can do less. It doesn't have to respond. It doesn't have to go to a stress reaction, that it actually wants to go to the other direction.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can apply that in stressful situations like auditions or performances or master classes. And you give yourself this calming direction, and your body will remember all those other experiences it had of hearing this direction and calming down, and it will calm even though the situation is stressful.
Right. So there is a cumulative effect here that you can intervene in the moment and achieve something, but over time you're going to be able to achieve even more.
Oh, yes, exponentially more.
Right.
Yes, the more you practice this, the more, again, you're honing your mind, you're training your mind, and then your body reacts. Your body learns how to react in a positive way that's helpful for you.
Right, right. So in a way, you're using that phrase of Alexander's, which actually I've never actually before just now heard anyone talk about that directly as a tool, but I could certainly see how it would be. You're using that phrase as a kind of an Alexander direction.
In a certain way, yes. Yes, mm-hmm. But it's an inhibitory direction.
Right.
It's an inhibitory direction, yes.
Right. I'm
exactly.
Leaving myself, I, could be I'm leaving myself alone. That's a nice little direction, isn't it?
It
for,
is,
for
very
anybody,
much so.
For anyone who's up against a stressful situation, not just singers.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly. So if you have to give a presentation in front of an audience,
mm-hmm.
right, any sort of... you know, any sort of situation where you have stress, just talking to your nervous system with this very simple phrase,
mm-hmm.
right, I leave myself alone, and your nervous system will learn to calm down. And it's like a gift. It really is a wonderful gift to yourself to have the ability to use your mind to help your body in this way.
Right. Okay. So let's say they've achieved some success with this, but they're still in the early stages, so they're not maybe getting the full effect of that direction because their body hasn't had a lot of experience with this altered and a superior state of being. What if we want to call it that. What else? Well, that is what it is. I'm just putting some unusual language to it. So what else would you do? How else would you help this person whose big issue is the anxiety around being on stage?
Okay. Well, the inhibition direction, as you said, that I mentioned, is very general. Mm-hmm. So what we can do is we can use the concept of direction from the Alexander technique to be more specific. So you're aware that you're stressed, you have butterflies, you can't breathe, maybe your heart's racing, right? So you say, okay, I leave myself alone. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm leaving myself alone, just asking your nervous system to calm. But then you can say, okay, I can take a low, relaxed breath.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And then you just allow it to happen. Allow that message to get through. I am calm. I can take a low, relaxed breath. I can mm-hmm. allow my neck to be free. The first mm-hmm. of the Alexander directions, which is mm-hmm. also a very inhibitory message, right? You're not asking to do anything. You're asking not to do anything.
Right.
I mm-hmm. allow my neck to be free. Mm-hmm. And you can be more specific with where you're inhibiting. But you have to be aware of what's happening in order to be able to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So when you're aware, then you can direct towards those particular areas.
Right. So this is sort of honing in on it in some detail. Like if the way that tension is manifesting is with your breathing, then that might be something worth addressing directly. For someone else, it might just, who knows, it could manifest in other ways, sort of a general.
Right, the heart, right, heart palpitation.
Yeah,
the head-neck-back relationship all of a sudden gets very tight, right? Mm-hmm. Which is very much a stress reaction. So when you're aware of your body, then you can work with your own manifestations of stress.
Right.
If you're not aware, then you can't do this sort of extra step.
Right, because you don't really know what it is that you'd be addressing specifically. If you can't slow down enough or calm yourself enough to be able to actually detect the specific effects of your anxiety. Yeah,
exactly.
Absolutely. Now,
exactly.
I think a very short detour here, if you wouldn't mind. Someone listening to this, we've both used the term Alexander technique directions. And I think it mm-hmm. would be good if you just said a word or two about what they are generally.
Sure. The directions are a series of actual statements that the F.M. Alexander sort of codified that bring about expansion in our bodies. And that's they were created by him to counteract our tendency to pull in,
right.
in with tension, to tighten up and pull into ourselves. Everything comes inward. Mm-hmm. And so the directions are specific statements that the body can learn to use to expand outwards in a very free and easy way.
Or perhaps even not contract inwards.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, for us, it feels like expansion.
Right.
Non-contraction feels like expansion.
Right. But this whole business of expansion and contraction, I mean, I think mm-hmm. that's a very key element for singers and performers in general to understand that whatever the manifestation of, for example, stage fright is for an individual, for sure, it's going to be contraction somewhere and maybe lots of places in their body. They're not going to have stage fright accompanied by an opening up of their torso. You know?
Very good point.
It doesn't work that way. It's always a constriction, an over-tightening of themselves.
Yes.
That mm-hmm. kind of blocks their ability to do what they know how to do. Because we're assuming the singer that we're talking about with stage fright does know how to sing and has sung well in certain circumstances. But there are other circumstances where it's a challenge for them to deliver their full talents to the audience.
Exactly, because the symptoms of the stage fright, what happens, because of this emotional reaction gets directly in the way of the coordination for singing exactly. that they have worked so hard to build up.
Right, mm-hmm. right.
So the Alexander technique is such a direct contradiction to this real problem that singers have, because it does teach the body to calm down, and it gives you the ability to target certain areas, which is what we do with singers all the time. We target certain areas of our bodies, and we talk to them, and we ask them to do these certain coordinations.
Right.
So this helps the natural state come back of relaxation, mm-hmm. so that we can have that coordination work the way that we've practiced.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. So I know this is a little bit anticipating our next podcast, but I assume that, of course, you would supplement your verbal instructions to a singer with some hands-on guidance as well.
Absolutely. For singers who come to me in person, the hands-on reinforcement gives such a strong message of inhibition, mm-hmm. and just leaving yourself alone.
Right.
So that really helps reinforce the mental aspects. Mm-hmm. However, I would never underestimate the mental aspects of this, because I have had students who have been able to teach themselves inhibition, mm-hmm. With me as a distance teacher.
Right. Oh,
and
yeah, absolutely.
Listening to the words and listening mm-hmm. to the instructions has made a tremendous impact on their ability to relax and open and sing and do so even in very stressful situations.
Exactly. Yeah. Oh, and I've had that same experience using Skype for distance teaching as well. Is there anything that
right.
we haven't talked about on this topic that you want to mention before we come to an end?
I think we've actually covered it.
All right. Well, success. my guest today has been Alicia Briceland, who's a singer, voice teacher, and certified Alexander Technique teacher. And she teaches voice in New York City and Northern New Jersey, and I guess also with Skype, right? You
yes,
Skype
that's
for
true.
Teaching, yeah. And I'm going to put a link to her website by the interview. If you live in the New York City, Northern New Jersey area, and you're interested in what we've been talking about, give her a call. I will also mention that her website has a huge number of articles about the Alexander Technique for singers. So that might be a really useful resource for you. Alicia, thank you so much for being on the show today.
Thanks, Robert. Appreciate it.